From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. The government shutdown is set to reach 22 days tomorrow, becoming the longest ever. In Miami, the effects are worsening. Today, federal workers missed their first paycheck. Daniel Garcia Barbon is an air traffic control employee working without pay. He says he and his wife are struggling to pay a mortgage and other bills.
We're going to have to go into our savings account, which with two kids is what we use in case of a rainy day. I have a four-year-old daughter. And her birthday is coming up, and we had a trip to Disney planned. Just yesterday, we decided to cancel the trip.
Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz said President Donald Trump is holding federal workers hostage over his demand for a U.S.-Mexico border wall.
What we need to do is sit down at the table with the government open, come together, and negotiate an end to this manufactured crisis.
Miami International Airport says it temporarily is closing Terminal G over the next 3 days. That's because TSA employees are working without pay and some are calling in sick. This is WLRN News. I'm Luis Hernandez.